It's Press Watch, news you're not supposed to know, with Teresa Mitchell. At 9:30 on Fight the Empire, host Per Fegerang discusses the options for Greece in the future and how that relates to the future of Europe. At 10, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, hear Flashpoints, investigative news radio with host Dennis Bernstein. And at 11 on Between the Covers, host David Naiman speaks with local writer Lydia Yuknovich about her new novel, The Small Backs of Children. Thanks for listening to KBOO Radio, and thanks KBOO members for your generous support. Not a current member? You can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate Today.
It's time for KBOO News from the Boo with
Mike
and
Monica Beamer. Yes, it is that time again, Wednesday at about 5:45. This is News from the Boo, our weekly Wednesday program, when we hear from folks inside of KBOO about happenings inside of and around KBOO. Tonight, once again, we are with station co-manager Monica Beamer.
Hey, hello. Monica.
The phone lines are going to be open tonight, so if you'd like to call in with a question or comment, we would love to hear from you. The number to call is 503-231-8187. That is 503-231-8187. Tonight, we're going to be talking a little bit more with Monica about the new draft KBOO mission and vision statements. So, Monica, to get everybody up to speed, why don't you give us a quick recap, a little bit about the process to get where we are with the statements?
Yes, well, we already visited this a bit a couple of weeks ago on News from the Boo, but we feel like it's very, very important because mission and vision statements are very very important to an organization like KBOO. So what we've done is we've done a process where we've gotten input from our members on the impact they see KBOO having in the community, words that that they think represent who we are, and just the vision of the world that we want to create. And so we took that input, and the board and staff met for a full day retreat and drafted a mission statement and a vision statement. And now we're in the process of getting input on those statements. So sending them back out to our membership via a survey online again, or folks can come down and get a copy of the statements and give their input. So if folks want to go to the website, they can, there's a link there to click on the survey. And there's just a couple of days left to give input, so.
Okay, so what is the timeline?
The timeline is, I think it ends on Friday. And so we hope folks will do it. We've gotten some great input. We really appreciate all of the involvement and input. And so then what will happen is the strategic planning support work group, which is overseeing this process, will take that input and bring it together. And then the board and staff are going to meet again and see if there's any friendly amendments to the draft statements.
Great. So this is one of those moments where folks can call in and ask any clarifying questions they want to of Monica, learn about the process, anything about the draft statements. And there's also a survey online for input.
Yep.
So as we mentioned, we've already chatted a little bit about this a few weeks ago, but it is important. So let's talk a little bit about the difference between a mission and a vision statement again.
Okay, so a mission statement is a very brief, you know, one to two, some statements are one sentence, two to three sentence about what you do. So so why an organization exists. It's used to help guide decisions about priorities, actions, and responsibilities, things such as that. So really helps you keep focused and is used quite a bit and should be. A vision statement is a bit more about just what it says, a vision, the impact that you want to have on the world by existing. So a vision for the type of community that you would help create or the type of organization and sort of what you're striving for.
And And again, how are these going to be put to use here at KABU?
Well, they hopefully will inspire us all, and also to, again, when you're making decisions, it's important to remember what your mission is and why you're here. So a lot of organizations I've helped or worked for, we read the mission statement at the beginning of meetings. We have it on materials. It kind of tells the world what you're about. It also fundraising, some standard question for foundations: what's your mission? What's your mission statement? Vision statement, which was really fun to create and read. I think again helps inspire us, especially an organization as KABU that has, you know, so many volunteers, 850 volunteers, and so much community and so much history. We're going to be 50 years old in a few years. Then it's really important to think about the impact we want to have, especially in such an important moment in history that we live in, where there's just a lot of crisis around us. So what kind of impact do we want to have on the environmental crisis, on the world around us, and engaging folks and sharing important information and, hopefully inspiring.
So again, that number to call in is 503-231-8187. And without further ado, Monica, why don't you go ahead and read KABU's draft mission statement?
Okay, and I hope folks do call in, or you all, please ask if you have any questions. And I'm going to read it kind of slowly. This is our mission statement, KABU draft mission statement. KABU is an independent, member-supported, volunteer-powered community radio station. KABU embodies social change, shares knowledge, and fosters creativity by delivering locally rooted and diverse music, culture, news, and opinions with a commitment to the voices of oppressed and underserved communities.
Great. And again, call us with any questions or input, 503-231-8187. If you're a little shy, you can also go online to kabu.fm and click on the banner at the top of the page, and you'll be able to give your input right there.
Yeah. And so do you have any questions so far?
You know, what kind of catches my eye in the draft statement is the bit about, you know, we talk about this a lot around KABU, kind mm-hmm. of underrepresented voices. And it says here, commitment to the voices of oppressed and underserved communities. And can you talk about why that's important in a place like Portland?
Yeah, and we had a really great discussion actually at the retreat about the difference between oppressed and underserved and how important it was to have both of them, because they're, you know, can be different, can be the same, but can be different. And so I think that your question is great, and it's just, I think, you know, KABU has, that's always been our charter, and within our charter to make sure that, you know, folks who are not having access to being heard are heard. And a lot of times that is, those are the groups that are most targeted and most not having access to a place like KABU where we can hear what's really happening to them and not just listen to the voices that we kind of hear over and over. So KABU's always been really committed through our charter and through our history to make sure that we're hearing the full breadth of community, which, I mean, it's huge, right? So there's just, it's super important. The different, KABU is one of the most diverse places I've ever been where there's just so much community involvement. And it's really important as well to be hearing from folks who are, you know, don't have the same access in our community to resources, or are targeted by police or criminalized, because you know, oftentimes we're not hearing those folks in other mainstream media. So it's just really important, KABU's role, both hearing from and engaging with and making the media. We're really lucky just to be here all together. And then I just love how we are learning from that and learning from each other and learning about culture and music. And it's just a very dynamic place. So for me, this and the social change, again, we need to think about, well, what kind of social change do we mean and need, but sharing knowledge and the incredible training program, which we focused on a little bit here on News from the Boo. But, you know, just hours and hours of training every single month, available to everyone, all ages, and, you know, to do all sorts of things, but primarily to create a community radio, which is just a really powerful thing.
All right. Well, why don't we talk a little bit about the draft vision statement? We got a few minutes left. And then, of course, we're also still encouraging people to go ahead and call in. We got about 5 minutes left. That's 503-231.
Give us a call.
Yes, please. 231-8187. But in the meantime, let's hear the vision statement.
All right. So, KBOO draft vision statement. Grassroots. KBOO strives to fearlessly deliver powerfully just, lovingly eclectic, vibrantly provocative grassroots content while honoring our growing radical revolutionary legacy. Service. KBOO commits to providing an inclusive, empowering atmosphere to decolonize mass consciousness with honest humility and integrity, making a lasting and evolving impact on our communities. Fun. KBOO embraces a creative climate that emphasizes fun, truth, beauty, joy, peace, love, and justice. That's a pretty great vision, I think.
There's a whole lot going on in there. I want to bring it back around to decolonizing mass consciousness. Now, that's a bit of a mouthful. There's a lot to that. So could you tell us a little bit about the discussion around how this came to be in the vision statement, and also what does that mean?
Those are great questions. And I'm really excited that that's in there. And I think if you asked every person, they would have a different answer to that. But decolonize is just such an important word for this time, because to me, it means that we are challenging thinking so that it's not just the power structure thinking. So we're not believing everything that we've been told. So we're opening up our minds to, again, just being changed by being in relationship, authentic relationship, and listening and being with each other. So, it basically is what it says, which is, you know, we live in a colonized time and a colonized country, and we need to examine that and look at what do we do to make sure that we are doing our role as KBOO to create something that is that's different than that and is about love and consciousness and decolonization. So that's a great question. Also, you were mentioning, Erin, that you love the word fun being in there. So
yeah, we talked a little bit about that last time.
Yeah, I think it's important because all those things are also struggles, right? Good struggles, but struggles. So it's important to remember to have fun together and to focus on all. I love that it ends with, you know, truth, joy, peace, love, and justice, all these things that can help us, because it's hard work, and help us to stay motivated and strong. So
great. Well, it looks like we have a caller.
Oh, cool.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ethan.
Hey, Ethan.
Hello,
hey,
Ethan. What's your question?
Hi, and I just had a question around, I just kind of heard a snippet about promoting revolutionary ideas or and such. And the question I have is, what is your idea of a revolution, and how do you organize it? Because my idea of revolution is a lot different and involves, some bloodshed. because most of them do.
Yeah.
And so what do you mean by that? Because I'm just curious, because I think that they're, personally, needs to be action now.
Yeah.
With everything that's going on.
Yeah.
All the information we have about all this racial disparity. We studied it, the statute there, the prison bill, prints all the information out about all the disproportionalities amongst the races. I mean, the information is there and nobody does anything about it.
Right.
And so, how do you really get some action going?
Yeah.
We can talk about it all day. And I'm not, it's not an, anything against you guys. It's, I get frustrated with my friends when we talk about it. It's like,
right.
We don't know this stuff.
So don't
what are we doing sitting right. around watching NBA all day for, you know?
Right.
Yeah, well, we have 1 minute left. I wish we had longer, but Monica, take a stab at it.
Well, I mean, it's important, and I'm really glad you asked that because, you know, with regard to what's happening now is there's tons of bloodshed. I mean, we are reporting it in the news that this system is killing people, and we know it, and it's en masse. So what are we going to do in response to that? So if you're talking about bloodshed, it's happening, it's against us. And so what we need to do is to be really smart, and that's what we do. And the statement that I think you're referring to is honoring our growing radical revolutionary legacy,
sure.
But it's also about the present and future. And to me personally, because we're sharing information, we're building consciousness to that will create what's going to happen next, I believe. I mean, not just us, luckily, all on our own, but with all the great things that are happening coming from people's movements. So thank you for putting out there that it's frustrating. The bloodshed is happening and we're working to stop it. So thank you.
Great. Thank you, Colin.
Okay, thank you for taking the call.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we are just about out of time just when things are getting juicy. So we will
there's lots
to
going
be
on.
Continued. To be continued. So thank you so much, Monica.
Thank you.
We'll catch you next week.
You are tuned into KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the MLK Dream Run, the weekend of August 1st and August 2nd. The 5, 10, and 15K runs will take you through the charming and historic retail, residential, and parkscapes of the Seoul District. The run and weekend events include music, food, and entertainment after the run and a